This land is your land. It's not a king's land. We have elections and representation. Yeah, we got from monarchy to Republican democracy. So this government was made for you and me. In the feudal system, land was the rule then. But the lords needed workers, so they had to give in. This led to negotiation for some compensation. And the idea of contracting government was born. King John needed money, and the baron said, surely, just give up the absolute power of your monarchy. And John was so hard up, he signed the Magna Carta, the first limitation on the monarchy. This land is your land, it's not a king's land. We have elections and representation. Yeah, we got from monarchy to Republican democracy. And so this government was made for you and me. As Jamestown grew bigger, they needed to figure out a way to make the toughest decisions. So they sent delegates to the House of Burgesses, the first legislature in the colonies. And on the Mayflower, they fought for hours and hours about who was gonna run things and have all the power. So they signed a contract called the Mayflower Compact, and the rule of law was set for everybody. This land is your land, it's not a king's land. We have elections and representation. Yeah, we got from monarchy to Republican democracy. And so this government was made for you and me. John Locke wrote two treatises, Thomas Jefferson liked to read it, and natural rights sounded better than divine right did. So we declared independence from the king and parliament, a revolutionary move for the colonies. Then we had a convention in 1787, and we formed a new government with a new constitution based on popular sovereignty, which empowers we the people, you see. So this government was made for you and me. This land is your land, it's not a king's land. We have elections and representation. Yeah, we got from monarchy to Republican democracy. And so this government was made for you and me. I said this government was made for you and me.